Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. T-Mobile.com.
Kids in show business and dads taking care of the daughters and Doug Cinceri, who we welcome in right now, attorney and host of All Things Legal on WWL. Doug, you have daughters. I know how you feel about yours. You know I have a daughter. You know how I feel about mine. Well, good morning, first of all. How you doing?
Great. Good morning, Tommy. How are you doing?
I'm okay. Thanks for getting up early. We appreciate this. So when it comes to Britney Spears, who's going to have a hearing today, let's start perhaps by explaining to people what – and let me preface it by saying this, Doug. Somebody I know – a good friend, and I don't know if this was a thing that parents did back in the day. Mine never did, but threatened her with whenever she would have any kind of problems or be sad about something, say something like, well, you better stop crying or I'm going to call the mental hospital and have you committed. And that, in addition to being abusive to the child at that age, I think affected this lady in terms of getting maybe some counseling or some help that she needed later on in life. So let's talk about conservatorship, because I think a big fear of most people is to lose their freedom, to lose control over what it is that they do and what they can do with their money, et cetera. So what is a conservatorship?
Well, this is specific to California law. It's that if you are unable to cognitively manage your life, the court can step in and manage your finances. So basically, if you have some type of cognitive impairment or inability to manage your life, the court can temporarily come in, take over your finances, take over certain aspects of your life, and take over certain aspects of your decision-making. They really don't have anything like that in Louisiana, per se, to the extent that California does. So it's a little different in Louisiana, but it's a little more, I guess, in California. Probably a famous conservatorship proceeding was when the Beach Boys, Brian Wilson, the court took over his finances for 3 or 4 years until he got things straight because he suffered with psychiatric conditions. So it's basically a situation where you have a temporary or a psychiatric condition or some type of substance abuse that is profoundly affecting a person where they're unable to make their own decisions or they could be harmful to themselves or other people, either financially or even physically. So that's what a conservatorship does. It sort of steps in and stops that from happening.
I would add at this point that the father of the Mr. Wilson, the father of the some of the members of the Beach Boys was, you know, history shows that he was terribly abusive to these kids, and maybe that has something to do with that. I don't know. We got to take a break. We come back, Doug. We'll talk about what it is that Britney Spears hopes to accomplish today and the likelihood of that happening. I didn't see any mention of psychiatrist here or anything, or psychologist, in terms of evaluating her to see if she's competent and capable to handle her own affairs. I know she's capable to work, or at least she was, making a ton of money in Las Vegas, and she still could be. They call it a residency. But I think now she's saying, you know what, if this is going to go on, I'm not going to continue to work and generate income when I don't even have control over what money I earn. 6:50 more, we come back, 10 till 7, time for traffic now on WWL. 6:55, 5 till 7, 4 minutes until the first of 11 code words in the $1,000 Odyssey Nationwide Cash Contest. Britney Spears is going to try to get our conservatorship, revised today. She's sane enough to work, make a bunch of money in Las Vegas. They call it a residency, just like Barry Manilow had for a long time, making like $1 million a month, I think it was, or a week. It was a whole bunch of money, crazy money, but her dad's in control of it. And we're talking about California's conservatorship laws with Doug Cenceri. Doug, is this kind of the thing that, like, Mr. Benson went through with Rita in terms of being able to manage your affairs or not?
In a different context, yes. The primary difference was Brittany's condition may or may not be permanent, whereas Mr. Benson's was. In other words, Mr. Benson's condition was not going to get better. He had no potential of getting better because it was allegedly due to old age dementia. Whereas Brittany Spears' condition could be more acute. In other words, she can come out of this and regain her independence. So that's the difference in those two allegations by the individuals who filed it. So it has the same dynamics. It just has different medical conditions, whereas dementia doesn't. You don't get better from dementia. You get worse. Where Brittany has the possibility of returning to normal.
And we only have a couple of minutes left here. As a dad, it seems to me that this guy was not there when he needed her most, but then kind of stepped in to protect his fortune, or her fortune, actually, and the money. That's just my opinion on that. What legally speaking, what chance does she have of getting this ended or getting it changed as far as California law goes?
Well, it's hard to say because the proceedings are confidential and a lot of things aren't being reported. So you really don't know what's going on inside the court. So it's closed. The proceedings are closed. But there's been allegations that she's got an early onset of dementia on Jamie's side. Also, too, if you look at some of the videos.
That she has onset of dementia?
Yeah, that's one of the allegations, that she has an early form of dementia, and that's what he's going to. That's what's been reported that he's going to assert today, which is very rare. Also,
at 39,
that's probably at 39. Yes,
wow.
It's just been reported. But you see, that's the part about this. You really don't know because you can't get inside the courtroom because it's closed. The other part is that if you look at her videos, you know, they're somewhat, could be interpreted to be somewhat with emotional instability. On the other hand, she's saying we need a pathway forward, that this ends at some point. At some point, this needs to end, and we need to know the criteria that this ends. And I really don't want my dad involved. I want a trust company that doesn't have a dog in the hunt, a wealth management company to help manage this. So those are the two competing factors. I don't anticipate the conservatorship will end. It may be modified, and it's very typical in these kind of proceedings that you have status conferences once every 3 or 4 months to say, okay, where are we right now? What adjustments do we have to make? What's the pathway forward to end this?
Thank you, Doug. I appreciate it.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.